Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live from Las Vegas, March 20th, 2018. Another beautiful day out there. Hosting tonight, along with myself, Justin Griffith. How you doing, man?
How you doing, Michael?
Good. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see the truck still going strong and looking clean?
It's a little dirty now.
A little dirty? Oh, you going off-roading? Oh, man.
A little bit.
You're going to break it again? Now you don't have a truck.
It's a truck for a reason.
All right, we will go there. Yeah. Hey, also hosting tonight, the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
What are you laughing about? You know Justin pretty well, don't you?
He will take that truck off-road, take a wheel off of it, jump in it or something, and then say, the wheel just fell off driving down the road.
I don't know what happened, though. It just fell off.
Forgot 2 hours
before, I was like jumping, you know, 6-foot jumps and stuff.
Out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah. Taking a shortcut.
Trying to get here on time.
Is that what you just said?
No.
Hey, he was here on time. Yeah. Come on.
5 seconds. Still so fine.
He was here on time.
I was here.
Mm-hmm. So, Michael's never late.
I guess in Justin's defense, trucks are made to be tough. Doesn't mean they're made to be...
Unless it's a Ford.
A Ford. Taking some direct jabs at you, Gary. He's getting you back. No.
I'm blanking out. I don't hear him.
So, you like off-roading? You've taken your truck off-road before and all that?
A few times.
How'd you end up in circle track? You should have been in off-road racing, huh?
I got bit by the circle track bug first.
It's probably better for your pocket because as expensive as it is, the next step with off-roading definitely is a lot more money.
I'll stick with circle track.
Oh, man. I guess we'll get into that. And, yeah, well, you're an off-road fan, too.
Yes, I am. That's all I'm going to be as a fan.
It's expensive. Man. You know, I guess we should do that. We'll maybe get some off-road guys either in or on the phone.
Yes.
If you guys want that, you know. We don't discriminate against anybody on wheels.
That's right.
Even off wheels.
That's right. So, even if you're a runner like Hannah.
There you go. We still need to reach out to her and put on the race that you and her were supposed to have.
I'm pizza not running race. 26 miles, I can tell you that.
Well, you don't have to. You just got to run from your pit area over to the tech barn and back.
Oh, I can do that.
And back.
That's
run.
Easy. Yeah.
Running.
As long as Tim is in the tech building waiting.
Well, no, they'll be adding rules to it. Was supposed to be you with Hannah.
No, we don't race Hannah. We run over there.
We run with Hannah. Okay.
That's right.
And run back. At her pace.
Yeah.
She gets cake, and you get pizza.
That's right.
Why would you want Tim waiting for you in the tech park?
Because we were going to talk to Tim when this was all about. We were going to talk to Tim about Hannah going on the track by herself.
That's right.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
Okay, so that's
that brings up the other side of it. She would have to get into
the race car. Yeah.
Or one of the A race car, I guess, and take it out at least one lap.
I think she would do it in a heartbeat.
Oh, she said she would do it, but she.
Her problem is we got to watch out. She likes going straight.
Oh, yeah.
She might not want to turn left.
Speaking of Hannah, she was just, what was that, the Gator Nationals this past weekend or something?
The Gator was the four-lane Nationals.
I don't know what it was. The Gator Nationals or something. She was. There's a picture on Facebook of her holding a baby alligator.
Oh,
so
hopefully she didn't just find that.
No, no, she was out. Matter of fact, I watched a video of her interviewing Big Daddy Don Garlitz. She was interviewing him.
Cool. What's her role there? I mean, what does she do? Is she on track interviews and so on?
I just seen that on Facebook. It was live on her Facebook.
She's just like, you know, Crocodile Dundee with the alligator. I don't know what she does, but, you know. We'll have to ask her.
We'll get a hold of her. We'll get a hold of her.
Cool.
But as you know, she moves around so much that it's hard to catch her.
Kind of like
Chet. It's kind of hard to catch
her. I guess if we lose track of her, we'll give Jeff a call over at Pat's place at H-Town Racing, and we'll find out where she's at.
I'm sure he keeps close tabs on her.
Hey, if he pops up in Northern California... I'm sure, we're just playing with you, Jeff. At least some of us. that's cool. It's cool. Hey, it's all for fun. We got you. Now you know what you do to Justin.
If we didn't have Jeff to tease, who would we have to tease?
Exactly.
Justin.
He's doodling now, trying to catch up with your doodle.
He's drawing a picture of himself.
Let's see what you look like.
I'm good.
Okay. We'll take a picture of it and post it to Facebook. Hey,
it's a really creepy Justin.
Oh, go ahead.
On a serious note.
Serious, okay. We're being serious right now. This is serious.
Next week.
Okay. Next weekend?
Nope, next week.
Next week.
Next Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday. Okay.
7 days from tonight. I'll get the hours here in a minute.
Okay.
Vinny Rucci Jr. will be in studio. We're going
to
pick his brain a little bit.
Is he
going
to have a spokesperson with him or just himself this time?
I was told to send me the address and I will give it to my son.
Okay.
So,
all right.
All I know
the money
is,
man don't want to talk about the money side of it.
No, he probably can't afford to put gas in his truck to get to the studio.
Uber.
Yeah, Uber.
Have Junior pick you up.
He got two adult kids, one in college and one in
life. Oh, my gosh. I don't know which one works, which is spending more money.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to lean towards the racing kid.
I don't know. I'm thinking the college kid.
Yeah, where are you going to get the UNLV?
I don't know where she goes, but I just know she's in college.
Depends, I guess, which college.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it's not a cheap.
Well, I have to say, for your daughter, it's money well spent.
For your son?
It's fun money.
That's right.
Now, hey, you know, you got to put money towards, you know,
Something,
you know, the kid's got talent, obviously, and likes to race, and you never know where that goes sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, and he's in school.
Vinny Sr.'s on my philosophy. I can't take it with me, so I might as well spend it. He's spending it on his kids.
Yeah, if you want to spend it fast, Junior's doing the right way. Uh-huh. Doing it the right way, so.
And we'll pick his brain a little bit about some of those cars he's in. As you know, he's got a dirt mod. He's got a pavement mod and a bomber. So.
Okay. He's, again, doesn't mind filling the race seat, so that's cool. It's good to know. So if you have any questions for him, stay tuned for next Tuesday then, right?
Yep.
Confirmed? We're good? Okay.
Yep.
So if he's not here... He's in big trouble.
If he's not here, I'm going to get a hold of
Daddy
on radio.
All right, we'll do that.
We'll call him on radio. We'll have to listen to an hour and a half message on his recorder, but we'll get him.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, what are you nervous about tonight, Justin?
I'm nervous.
You got ADHD tonight. You can't sit still. You pick a pen up, you put it down. Let me time you. See him.
When do I ever
I want to I want to know where he got a pen that worked in the studio.
I'm just saying, can you go through each pen till they start working? And then we'll have a full jar of working pens. Can you slide that over the
Hey, we can give him some color. You can add some color to that.
There you go. We were talking about Justin's not sitting still. He's nervous about something tonight. I don't know what it is. He's doing nothing but doodling. I don't know. A doodle can tell a lot about somebody. So you having trouble at work? Is this the face of the guy that's giving you a hassle at work? We'll call your boss for it.
No, is there dart?
I'm not very good at darts. I found that out Sunday.
What did you do Sunday? He went darting?
Yeah, he went dart shooting, and he couldn't even hit the big balloons that were, you know, those little kids' things at carnivals, mm-hmm. that you throw the dart at the balloon,
right.
You pop a balloon, and you get a stuffed animal? Not this guy.
He was the one that bets off and never pop a balloon.
Okay, in my defense, they were dollar store darts.
Okay, let's rewind a little bit. Was it your birthday party, Jeff?
My third birthday.
You just pinned the tail on the donkey, too?
Oh, it was his birthday, all right.
As some may have found out, I am happy to be a father come September.
All right. This is news to me. We'll get some applause on there for you. Or something. Okay, well, congratulations, Big Daddy.
And we found out it's going to be twin boys.
Oh, my God. You will have no racing money left, and your boys will. What are you restless?
Yeah, you think he's restless now. Wait until
Oberyn. Twins. Well, congratulations. If you're adding twins to your current
growing
family.
Thank you.
And then we'll have to congratulate mom, his grandma. How many times are
you?
Well, started the year with one. Let me just say, January 1st, you only had one grandkid.
Yeah. Yeah. She was fine with that,
Today?
It's March 20th.
Yep.
She now has six.
Wait. She's got busy boys.
Hold it. She started January 1st with one grandkid. By January 31st, she had six.
Well, that's true. We won't even count February and March.
Technically four. There's two on the way.
Well,
technically four. Okay. Well, congratulations. You definitely have your work cut out for you.
I already know that.
That's good. I think you'll be a great dad.
I do. Never mind. I won't go there anyway.
I would get as much fun in. I guess when is the Justin family due?
September 15th is the due date, but twins always come early, so.
And that's the race date, I believe. So,
so you be on track, right? Delivering at the track in the back of the Toyota.
That is actually September. The NASCAR race comes September.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's actually that weekend, so. But twins always come early, so.
Hey, when else can your old lady get to have twins at the big race,
mm-hmm.
in the back of the pickup during a driver's introduction? Right?
I'm glad she's at work tonight. Oh. I'm listening to this, so.
I'll make sure she listens to this recorded one. Oh, man.
Jerry has his phone out. Listen to this,
right? This is Justin suggesting this stuff. Well, congratulations.
I have my work. I have my work cut out for me, but.
Well, you know, you just take it as it comes.
Exactly.
I mean, they write books on it. There you go. It's off to bigger and better things. Talk about racing.
That's right. Now on to racing.
Now,
what were you going to be doing in October?
Now, what you're going to want to do exactly starting in October is listening on the show so you can find out what's going on in the racing world.
Uh-huh.
Because you'll be at home staying up all night.
We're going to get a text message. I can't make it in tonight. I'm tired.
Your favorite thing to do would be Amazon and Netflix.
That's already my favorite thing.
Well, you'll continue to have those favorite things along with many sleepless nights. We'll be thinking of you when we're on the track, okay? Hey, there's a lot of family.
I appreciate that.
When your kids are old enough to come out in bandos, you'll be back. What, 8 years? When do they start in bandoleros? About 8 years old? And you have...
Hey, wait. Twins. Rob Street didn't start at 8 years old.
You know, you're right. They'll be 29 when they come out. I don't know how Rob Street is. Yeah, when you bring them out to the track in the bandoleros, they'll be 29 years old. How old will you be, like... I don't know.
By the time they come out,
Jerry's age.
By the time they come out to race, they'll be hovering instead of rolling.
I know, right? Well, they won't even. Yeah, they'll be on a remote control on their cell phone, controlling the car.
Yeah. Justin would give him a cell phone at 2 years old. So.
Can't kind of call. Gotta keep track of them somehow.
And, yeah, they'll get the chips that the.
Dogs and animal control bikes and chips.
Yep.
Keep track.
In the future, that'll be an accepted practice in the future. That'll be cool. We'll see what happens this Christmas.
So back to what you did on Sunday, pin the tail on the donkey or something?
So that was a party?
That was our gender reveal, and I had to throw darts at balloons, and cool. There was like 30 balloons, and only two of them had anything in them.
And you could not
only one popped.
No, hold on. The first one I throw it, first dart I throw, boom. That was baby number one I got. And about 10, 15 minutes later, I'm still throwing the dart.
And you didn't know at all at the time?
I had a feeling. I wanted two boys. I actually wanted a boy and a girl.
Right.
I had a feeling it was going to be two girls because I felt like I was going to be that dude with
right.
all girls. And then.
Complete opposite.
Luckily.
Is there twins in her side of the family at all? Or
yeah.
In yours? Or?
Yeah. Well, I have twins, yes. And she does also. So,
so it's bound to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a family show. A racing show.
Hey, let me tell you this. If you need some assistance, family to family connections, for real, family to family connections is there for the same purpose. You know, they have these touch a truck events, which we'll talk about coming up on the 28th of April, and that money goes to family connections, and it helps young families like yourselves. It doesn't, you don't need to be struggling. It's just mm-hmm. it's just for young families yeah. like yourself that you know can find information, mm-hmm. guidance, anything like that. They're there for young families like yourself. So. Don't hesitate to check with Diane Farkas or any of them out there at the Family to Family Connections. Matter of fact, we'll probably be talking to her about that when she comes around to us.
Yeah.
We'll ask for some information for you.
You look like I'm dying, like I won't be around.
Well, you know, you haven't joined, boys.
You think you will be around?
We're being realistic. I know you're looking through, you know, some, what are they? Whatever they call us. But
Oh, yeah.
Later on, you'll be back.
Yeah.
You'll be back.
Sooner or later.
About
18 years from now.
You know where you sit in the stands. We'll wave to you.
That's right.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good you stopped racing when you did.
Yes, it is.
I haven't technically stopped.
What?
I just...
Since your last race, you stopped.
We're on a hold.
Well, since January, when you found out, you stopped.
Yeah, we didn't want to tell you that, but we're telling you now. You stopped racing. Now, we don't want to throw a wrench in the happiness. But no, family. On a serious note, family to family connections obviously is there for. Those reasons, you know, it's good to reach out to organizations like that. They weren't always available in the past, you know, so, but it's there. You can go to familytofamilyconnections.org or com. Either you can get there through touchtruck.com. I can know that for sure. So, but, so anyways, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. We'll call you when Chet's in. at the end of the year, November-ish,
yeah. Right around Thanksgiving.
He and we want you to call into the show. We want you to call. you know you're going to hear, this is going to be an ongoing thing for you, so get used to it. Hey,
that is touchatruck.com.
Yep. And then you can get there through the family connections through a link from Touch a Truck. So I'm pretty sure of it. So, hey, different subjects. You know, if we obviously racing, if there's a certain topic that anybody wants to touch on that they want us to talk about, let us know. Either you can email me, Mike, at onwheelsnow.com. You can call into the show to 702-485-4699. Let us know. We'll set up that topic. If there's information we don't know, we'll find out for you. If, just throw the question out there. Again, that number is
702-485-4699.
We want to use your voice as much as possible now. Before later. But if not, there's some things coming up. I think we'll obviously we're here to talk about racing, and that's what we would like to do. Because both of you guys obviously are predominantly from bomber racing, we fall back on that quite a bit. But we'd like to talk about everything else too, super late models, super stocks, things like that,
You want to talk about your sponsors.
Yeah. That's what we're here for. We're here to promote you. We're here to talk about you, your team. We love to hear from you.
If I offended you last week.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to burn up the phone. if you have somebody on your crew or your team, or even if you're a driver that are going to have kids that might be getting out of racing also, let us know.
Keep going, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. We want reality to set in.
It's already set.
No, it's cool. Hey, there's a lot of families out there racing. Look,
we just talked about Vinny.
Vinny?
Huh? Yeah, see?
How old is Vinny now? Oh. We'll find out.
Oh.
We'll find out next year.
We'll
find out next year. I mean, next week. I keep thinking of you next year, so we'll call you next year, see how the boys are doing. But
hopefully he'll call in by then.
Yeah, that's something that we've all had experience in at LVMS in the past, not just in bomber racing. Of course, you were tied in with a super late model team years ago, and
yep.
And that was some of your first experiences out at the track. Wasn't in bombers or something like that. It was actually in a super late model.
Well, it was a late model back then.
Or was it?
Yeah.
I know at some point there were sportsmen and they went to late models and all that kind of stuff. And then what about you? You first went out.
I went out as a fan.
And then how'd you get from the fan?
And he's going out as a fan as well.
You're like a baby.
It started out because my dad was a big race fan, and he always dreamed about racing, but then he passed away in 07.
Well, before that, though, so he was a race fan before you moved here to Vegas?
Well, no, we're from Vegas. Well,
you're from Vegas. Okay.
My whole life I've been here.
So he was a race fan here locally and used to go out to the track?
The Bull Ring, as long as I can remember, and then every NASCAR weekend we would go out.
The Bull Ring. What was your favorite divisions? Do you remember?
I always loved the bombers. Unfortunately, there was a guy named Gary Wyatt who I really liked in the bomber series, but I don't know why I did.
Deep down, he knew he was your enemy, so you wanted to keep your enemies close.
And of course, the super stocks were always one of my favorites because that was always the other.
And back
class.
Then, they weren't super stocks. They were
the Charger division.
Oh, Chargers.
That's when Brian Matzke and all them. Fred Kaiser Jr. was racing them. And
do you have any favorites at the time?
Fred was always my favorite. In that Malibu, that red and white Arizona Charlie's 27 car. So that was always one of my favorites.
And he still has that car.
Does he really? Why don't he race the damn thing?
Oh,
it's sentimental to him. I remember when they first started coming out, because that back then it was, I think, yes, Chargers still, I think. Yep. And my number used to be 27. I stopped racing for like a year or so. And then he actually came out and I was like, hey, man, that guy's got my number. But then I was like, well, I guess I'm never going to become or wasn't planning on coming back out in that division at all. So
you snooze, you lose.
Yep. Well, hey, that's what it's true. That is true. Next year we'll see a new 42 out of LVMS. You snooze, you lose. He's going to be snoozing.
Uh-huh.
He'll be tired.
Oh, no,
he's
going to be snoozing. He's going to be...
Well, that's
yeah.
true.
I'll be wide awake.
Uh-huh. You'll be trying to snooze.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, it was up until 07. We were just fans. And then my dad passed away, and me and my brother decided to...
Now, did your brother used to go out there too with you?
Yeah,
you guys used to watch.
Family, fans, me, my mom, my brother.
Did he have like fans or anything like that, or what division do you know if he?
My dad. We were all just fans until 07, and then my brother came into it, and that's when we bought our first car from Mike Heck, an old number 8 Charger, and then my brother.
No, I didn't realize that. You guys ended up with that one.
And my brother made it the 42 Charger, and he raced that for 2 years before our year.
So why the 42 at the time?
That was his football number.
Huh?
All through high school. And then after that, it just, we always
stuck
our shirts and everything was already made to Griffith 42 Racing.
Cool.
So when I got in the bomber car, it became 42.
And that's what it was.
And it kind of just stuck. So really no sentimental value or anything. It's just, that's what it was. And
because the shirts were already made.
And we just stuck with 42 and.
Well, that's the sentimental value. That's why you stick with the numbers, because you already had it and it's been on the shirts and whatever else. Cool.
And then my brother just decided to go bomber racing, and now he's the 01.
Any reason for the 01?
The generally.
He wanted to be a rebel.
He was a Dukes of Hazzard fan growing up, so.
He gets the black generally.
Yeah. Right. And the Ford version, he was just complete opposite of the actual generally.
He liked the...
His dream car is the 69 Charger. So.
Oh, really? It wasn't the Daisy Dukes from Dukes of Hazzard. That's where they come from, right? The Daisy Dukes. Oh, cool. That's a cool story.
And ever since then, we've been racing. So, well, attempting to.
Well, now you can pass it along, you know. We'll stop there. So, cool. You gonna be back out?
Eventually. That's my plan.
That's not a plan.
No, wait.
That's
his plan.
Well, and that's not much of a plan. Eventually. That's not a plan. The plan, well, here's what I got to do. Here's my plan. I plan on being here this day.
I hope this show is going on in 18 years, and we'll figure it out from there. Right, Justin?
I mean, you plan on asphalt racing this year? You plan on dirt racing this year?
I'll
doing both this year? You plan on
I'll be
racing this year?
I'll be back on dirt before I go back to asphalt.
In a bomber, you feel? Okay. So if you do end up coming back out, it'd be on dirt, possibly. Any idea when you'd like to be back out? Because I know you don't have a real plan.
I can't say the date, because every time I say a date, it always
goes
back.
Well, not a date, but an idea of, yeah, I mean, by summer.
Soon.
I'm just curious, you know. I just want to know.
Soon.
I just want to warn everybody. soon.
All the Vegas guys are too chicken to come out. So, I mean, they're afraid of that dirt.
Well, maybe you need to go like bump into a few of them out at the bull ring, and then they'll come out after
they
you.
Enough of that. I don't need to be out there hitting nobody. I'm gonna shut up.
Have anybody out there that you currently know that went out to this first race had any interest in possibly coming out to the Pahrump dirt race?
I hear people say, "Hey, I want to come try it. I want to come try it," but they have to show up. So I mean.
You know, that's the hard part is, like, a lot of people want to do certain things, but they don't have the push to come out, you know, the reason to drive to Pahrump. You know, I guess if they knew more about it, maybe, you know, a lot of times.
Rob Street has made his way out to Pahrump for the first time.
Oh, was he there?
Yes, he was.
So tell me about that.
And there's no bandoleros out there, so he had to stand in the middle.
Did you have to, like, wash him off after, like, a car and he got dirty? No?
He actually enjoyed it. He He posted a lot of pictures on Rob Street Racing Photography on the Facebook page.
Because also he's been talking about going out there for a while.
Past weekend he made it out there Saturday.
We were loading up and Gary's friend Sean comes running in and he was like, "Hey, there's a truck out front. I don't know who the hell he is, but he's got Gary's sticker on the back window." So I'm like, "Who the hell could it be?" And I walk out there and it's him. And I'm So he followed us out. And
did he bring the family or just himself?
No, it was just him. And we got him set up Gary got him set up and down in the infield, hiding behind tires.
Yeah, that's where we talked about that. So he was able to find some barriers.
But he failed me.
And he got some good pitchers.
He failed me. There was in the mini stock, there was a pretty heavy wreck.
Right, I heard there's a barrel roll or whatever, in the
Robert
stock.
Robert Pearson.
Yep.
Came through the corner and there was already a wreck kind of happening. And he went to avoid it and it just clipped the back end and he went up in the air. But I think the luckiest part was he never hit his roof. He kind of did a front back, like it's never a happy moment when you flip, but he never touched his roof, so.
That's good. You don't ever want to test the roof, especially in dirt, because there's been an issue, like in modifieds, where they've actually landed on the roof and sunk down into the mud, the dirt, I guess.
And this is Robert Pearson's third race back after being off almost 2 years.
Because of a bad accident in a mini stock back then.
Yes.
And he's okay, by the way, right now, as far as we know.
He walked away.
I heard on Sunday that he ended up with two broken fingers.
Oh, wow.
And that's what I hear.
He actually made it back to the pits. He was standing behind us as the race continued. The race finished. His teammate, Anthony Broad had won, and he actually ran back out on the track to congratulate him. So, I mean, he definitely, you could tell he was feeling it, but he was walking, so
and ended up
that's positive.
Just a couple broken fingers, that's lucky.
And, speaking of Perump, I do believe that Chad is looking for an announcer, if anybody wants to announce.
Now, who used to announce there? They had somebody else announcing.
I don't.
I know JJ announced a few times.
Well, I'm talking about this current announcer that they've had the last couple races.
He was in the dwarf car. He drove a dwarf. I don't remember his name.
The number 5.
Yes.
I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
But
he's not going to be announcing.
No, he's not going to be announcing. And I also believe that. They are also looking for a scorer, a scorekeeper for the track as well.
Cool. And, if you have been interested in announcing, of course, that's where Chet, had originally started his career and has been doing it ever since. And there's probably nobody better out in the field than him. But great opportunity. It's not as easy as it
I can agree to that.
Sounds. I would still think being an announcer is probably better than being the scorer.
Oh yeah.
Evan was announcing. Yeah.
Because I remember they had two guys up there the last time. The first time I had seen them.
I don't know who the other guy was.
I just support.
I don't make it up in the stands very often.
They used to have a heckler down there.
Oh, they still have
him. He's still there.
He's still there. Yeah, he's our friend now.
Okay.
But yeah, he.
Yeah. I did announce there a couple times. It's definitely not as easy as it seems. So, I did have to deal with the heckler.
I got to do is follow the lead car and talk about him. And that's all you got to do, right?
Yeah, let him race. Let him race. I mean, what do you need to really announce what's going on? They can see what's happening, right? You can't hear him anyway. It sounds like a bunch of mumbling.
Again, the only person that I ever was able to listen to
and understand
over top of the cars was Chet.
Right.
He definitely made his voice known that he was talking.
Well, and he's got a good tone to it, because some people can talk over the sound of the race cars, but their tone of their voices can get annoying because they're trying to talk above that. And Chet's doesn't do that. It's a strong tone, you know, and you can understand what he's saying.
Then you got those guys like back in high school, the football announcer at our high school. He sounded like the dude from the dry eye commercial where he's like, "We're dry eye," and that's all he said was just like he threw the pass.
Boom goes dynamite.
some guys they got it.
Well, cool. That's good to know. Is it a paying gig? You have to work that out with Chad out there.
That's right. I'm just trying to help the guy out.
Hey, you can also go to PrumpValleySpeedway.com, and I'm sure there's a link on there to email Chad if you want to get a hold of him. Otherwise,
is that also a phone number?
Oh, there is a phone number. So PrumpValleySpeedway.com, and check that out if you want to find out more. So
maybe I could start doing that.
Awesome.
That's a long drive.
Yeah.
I make the drive anyway.
How are you going to hold the microphone when you have two kids?
Yeah, you can't. If you had one kid,
you
got
a stand over there. We're good.
I'll let you borrow the stand every other week.
Oh, man.
I got the dad brain already. Mm-hmm. I'm already thinking.
Chad will get 3 for 1.
Uh-huh. That's right. Train them early.
I bet the two twins will have more.
More to say than you.
Actually, and their tone definitely will be louder than the race cars, so you'll be able to hear them.
That's right.
I guarantee it.
That's right.
And it's Ebby in stereo. Even better.
Yeah, cool.
Cool.
It will sound something like this.
Sounds like Daddy.
Really? Damn.
Well, no, I guess once in a while you do sound like a turkey, I guess.
That's the way.
I'm with the show.
Where are we at for time here?
Congratulations.
Wait, this is the way Justin will be announcing.
Oh, okay.
On with the racing show. Yes. I want to congratulate Gary for continuing the winning streak out in front. It was also cool to see Billy Grasser back in a car. He was
out there.
He was out there in the 81 car.
Now, again, if there's anybody that can give Gary a run for his money, it's usually Gary.
The issue is, I think Gary slowed his car down a little bit.
He governed it. Trust me.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
He put a throttle stop on it.
Uh-huh. We put the restrictor plate in there, uh-huh. And nobody else had seen
it
yet.
That's why I've already told him to get it over here so I can figure out why it's not going. But
I'm telling you. I don't think it was running 100%.
Hey, it's also been sitting since before September. So
the
Bobby Falk.
That's right. No, it's Michael Miller.
Oh, yeah, Michael Miller.
That's right.
The 81 is the possessed, just like that purple 65.
Nope. The 65, the purple 65 is possessed.
It's still glowing, though.
they did sit next to each other at least a day or two.
It's Michael's fault. They sat in his house.
Yeah.
It is Michael's fault.
Michael Miller's fault.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we got to have somebody to blame. We might as well blame Michael Miller.
It's that name. Let's just blame all Michael. Michael Lane, Michael Reffler,
Michael Miller.
I'm down.
We'll have our own race.
That's going to be a bad race. Your car won't even make the track.
I'll make some laps. I'll make some laps. I'll just be glowing while I do it.
I think it's his fault. Both the cars he's had possession of have glowed.
Yeah. We'll get it figured out.
Harley finished second.
Oh, no way.
Nope.
Sweet. Congrats. Did he try to take anybody out? Anybody try to take him out? No.
No. Actually,
him and
Billy
tangled for a minute or two.
They were bumping down the back stretch and, Billy forgot how the wall felt, so he reminded himself. He gave it a little love tap. No damage.
Well, of course. You see the car.
That thing's a tank, so.
600 pounds overweight.
Yeah, he didn't know. He forgot what the wall felt like. So.
Have you ever raced that prump?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have where you come on the track, well, the old way to come on the track. They got that little groove in it still, and he got up there, and you just see it.
Oh, yeah.
It just hooked him just enough where he... But he hit it so flush, you couldn't even tell.
That's out of four, turn four.
Yeah, coming out
to hit the wall. That's a favorite spot to hit for a lot of people.
I've done it once.
Yeah, I let somebody borrow one of the mini stocks I used to have. I still have it, but the little Volkswagen pickup truck. And I said, whatever you do, just be easy. Do not hit the wall, because at the time it wasn't my truck. And first lap he did, he went in hot and right into the wall. It's like, all right. Well,
funny,
I guess he don't listen.
You talking about me?
No.
Billy, the first thing Billy said when he got out of the car was, the Highline and Pump still does not work.
Probably depends on what you're driving.
I had it working in the dwarf car. In the Bombers, I've never seen it work.
Did you wash the 81 car? Because technically, Billy...
He did not beat Gary, though.
Oh, that's right. He said he hit the... He didn't... What did he come in, third?
Third.
Yeah. Okay. So you actually won.
Even though the car was not running right, and we discovered that at the track...
I thought you said you did crappy.
I did do
that's
crappy.
That's what you told me.
Billy said he had a great time out there racing that car. We will get it straightened out for him and figure it out. So,
cool.
Hopefully we get the 22 straightened out first.
You never know. You never know.
Does that?
I need dinner.
I need dinner. Yes. You know what?
I may have the bet with everybody else at the bull ring to try to come beat you, but I actually have the personal bet with you about dinner.
You want to buy me dinner?
No, I will not be buying you dinner.
What's the bet? If you beat him, you buy him dinner. That's pretty good.
I beat him, he buys me dinner. Okay. If he beats me, I buy him. Or
vice versa.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't realize I'm already fat. I don't need to eat much more.
Now, do you get to pick where dinner is?
Yeah.
Who gets the choice of where dinner is?
The women.
Because they got dollar hamburgers at McDonald's.
We're going right where we go every. And let me tell you.
By now, they should sponsor us.
No kidding.
We own that place, I think.
And let me tell you. When Justin has to buy me dinner...
He's getting prime rib.
Arlie, his whole family.
No. Hold up.
Your family.
You. Buy you dinner. Not you and your clan.
Hey, let's take a quick break. We usually don't get a chance to because we get so involved in stuff. And I think we should. You know, obviously, you can go to PrimeValleySpeedway.com, get a hold of Chad if you want to find out more about those positions, or go there to find out the latest schedules and all that. You can also go to the BomberNation.com website. Check out the latest there. It's always on the front page. Go to the message boards, and there's stuff for sale. Post stuff for sale there. There's a lot of good information there. Good place to put anything up there that you want anybody to see. And, of course, LVMS.com. Check out the schedules. We'll be talking about that after the break. So we'll see you when we're back.
We're going to go old school on this one.
Oh, boy, old school.
I'm Ross Wilson, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night with mini stocks, IMCA mods, Cam Coupe, and more. There's something for everybody, including the Bomber. You can find out more at PrumpValleySpeedway.com.
TheBomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, TheBomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
That's the sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports.
so don't miss the action.
We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers too, so join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
That's my sub.
Hey, we're on.
Welcome back to onwheelsnow.com. This is the Racers Roundtable. We're racers, race fans, race officials, and
even the
racers' kids can get together and talk about local racing. So, and that's what we like to do here. We're talking about families and racing, and the diversity in families and racing. But speaking of diversity, what's going on with the diversity program? Anybody from Vegas or locally this year?
Ryan Vargas.
Well, yeah, that was the latest. Yeah. So he's the latest one that made it in. So any word on Ryan Vargas?
He's only had, one race, as far as I know.
Yes.
We'll have to dig a little deeper and find a little more about...
he moved to North Carolina.
Right. You know, and that's a big move because if you're going to... If you have any inclination that you're going to have any future in any of the big league racing, you have to make that move to North Carolina. You know, it just seems to be a must. You got to be around the teams. I mean, there's, you know, just like local racing, you got that in the bigger league racing, you got shops and teams and, you know, you got how many, you know, the Xfinity teams out there, how many of the nationwide team or Monster Cup, you know, Monster Energy teams and, you know, the truck teams, you know, there's just a ton of teams out there. And if you plan on getting into any of that, you're going to end up having to move out there. It's just probably the only way.
And they got racing like 3 times a week back there. So, I mean,
yeah.
Sounds like Gary's type of place.
I'm moving.
Well, and the thing is that does show you the competition that you're going to have too. You got to really shine at what you do and really, you know, bring out your own talents, you know, in all areas. And that's why they get coaches and they spend so much money on.
You don't always need talent to be in the Cup.
No, trust me, it's not all about talent. It's about opportunity, you know, and what you bring to the table to some of these teams. And then, you know, timing. Sometimes it's just all about timing. So, you know, and that's a big move to move to North Carolina, because what else is there in North Carolina? It's either nothing or racing. I'm not from North Carolina. I'm just playing.
Sounds like my kind of place.
Right? Well, you end up in one or the other. So, but yeah, like you said, there's a lot of racing, a lot of, you know, borders to cross there in short periods of time to be able to get a lot of racing in. So. But cool, we'll have to find out. We'll see what's that's your next task.
I'm not good at that.
What's your next duty?
We got to get all of them we can from him.
As much as we can, as long as we can. We'll be at speaking of funerals. Getting married? What's going
on? There's some ducks I need to get in that row.
Oh, really? Started that first? I mean, yeah, so you're already out of row. You're already out of line. So why follow the rest of the ducks? Why follow the rest of the ducks?
So LVMS is racing this weekend
with Twin Superlight Motors.
Ah, so yours kind of race. That's going to be a good race.
I told you. probably wasn't even imagined.
Well, I figured you could announce. We'll let you announce all the twin races. Only.
Yes, only the twins.
Is it only the twins? Speaking of only twins, this weekend, the twin super lates.
We got twin super lates. We got the super stocks, the bombers, the modifieds, legends, bandoleros.
I think I pulled myself out.
Late cards.
So. Oh, cool. Cool.
Of course, you look at the schedule.
Oh, there I am. Good. Thank you.
I've yet to get my revised schedule. There's modified twice on that.
And
we're working out old news. So.
And there is a on-track autograph session this weekend.
Sweet.
Because
it was supposed to be opening night.
Yes. As we know, last race rained out to Sunday. So I guess they moved it to this weekend.
Is it a theme race?
No.
Okay.
Well, on my old news over here.
Not a theme race, but they're definitely going to be a good race. We got super late models, racing twin races. What else we got? As far as we know, what do we got, Gary?
Super stocks,
super stock
modified bombers.
Really?
USLCI legends.
Sweet.
And bandoleros. Cindy Clark and the skid plate cars.
Wow.
And then a pre-race autograph session on the track.
And obviously that is an up-to-date schedule you're reading because they moved the autograph session over
you
to
hope.
This. We'll print that out. So.
Cool. Want to screenshot that for me and send it to me so I at least got some new stuff to look at?
Yeah,
I can't doodle on the screenshot, though. So.
Well, that's true.
Are you going to bring any of your cars out?
My plan is maybe. I'm on the same
eventually.
Plan. Eventually, I got the same plan you have.
I mean, I know there's a modified sitting in a trailer somewhere that.
So, I gotta look at that thing. Pat Petrie hasn't been calling me, pushing me to bring it out. So
they actually had a good car count the first week. So.
Oh, no mods. You said no mods this week.
I got modified.
Oh, there is
mods.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There is super
mod.
Stocks, modifieds, and bombs.
Oh, I didn't hear them.
I thought it was twin modified races.
Nope. You're not allowed to talk about it unless it's a twin race, okay?
On my schedule, it's a twin race.
That's true. That is true.
I'm on there twice.
Let me see. What else is going on? Who do we have? No prompt races, obviously. They alternate for the most part
until September.
Except for a couple races coming up.
Yes.
They got the big rig race coming up on the 14th out at LVMS. There's also a prump race.
Prump race,
night, correct. So that is one night that they fall on each other. What else we got?
And on the moving ahead to the 14th,
mm-hmm.
They got the junior late models out there on the 14th.
Ah, cool.
With the big rigs.
And that's something that new that Tim has did some exhibition stuff last year, I guess. And, you know, big up in Madera. They had great success up there in Madera with the junior late models. Of course, Tim bringing it down here, so.
And there is actually a couple junior late model races that says 4 Bullring points. So I think they're running their own points.
Actual
series.
Points.
Yeah.
Huh? Sweet.
They actually got a Friday night race too.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, and I did notice when's the, like the July 3rd race, like a Tuesday or Wednesday night or something this year?
Yeah.
Like is it Tuesday?
So how are we doing that one?
I don't know yet. We'll see. We'll do it live in car announcing.
Hey, the show will end just in time to go green. So we're
there,
good. Right?
There you go. Perfect. We'll have to see on that particular night. But yeah, I've thought about that on how to handle that night. We'll see.
Because we got to be out there for that figure eight race again.
The figure eight trailer race.
Yep.
Oh, you gonna participate? You got a trailer you gonna bring out?
Yeah.
You gonna borrow anybody's trailer? Hey, borrow your brother's trailer.
He's gonna have some cribs on it.
We're just comedians, man, aren't we?
bring borrow your brother's trailer. Just don't tell him what it's for. Say, hey, I need to borrow your trailer for a few minutes.
I know a guy that works on trailers.
Maybe he can get a trailer or two.
I think he may have a trailer or two laying around his yard.
I think last year one of the trailers that was racing out there was illegal according to the rules, but I didn't want to point it out.
Was it connected to the truck or the big boat car that rolled over? And
I don't remember which one. So I plead the fifth on that. But it may have been one that possibly was supplied by the track. But hey,
did we learn last week? We don't hold back on this show.
Hey, I let it out.
Apparently, I pissed some people off last week.
Really?
Hey, what'd you do? And they can call in anytime they want.
What did you say last week? I don't remember you saying anything bad.
About some certain bomber drivers that like to wreck their way to the front.
Well, I guess here's my thing. If you're going to, not that you talk crap, but if you are going to talk crap, then you better have a car on the track so you can back it up, right? Because if you're sitting in the stands and you're talking crap, then you're just talking
but
shit.
But I've been out there.
So
unfortunately, the one guy that I apparently pissed off pretty bad and that I got a phone call about it, he's already wrecked me twice. So at that point, I have free range to say I want about that guy.
Now, you
Especially for last place.
Now, that's a matter of opinion if you've been wrecked. Because that person probably doesn't think they wrecked you.
Well, of course they won't.
So that's what I'm saying. It's the same thing. If you
ever wrecked someone?
Well, of course not. See? So none of us really think we wrecked anybody.
I know Mike Miller's probably listening right now.
It's Mike Miller's fault.
And I guarantee if I say raise your hand if you've been wrecked by this guy, he can raise his hand. Gary can probably raise his hand.
Well,
I guarantee.
And the problem is
Mike
Miller's only been on the track one time.
I guarantee one of the many deaths on the side of the 11 car was from that car.
And that car has been on every side of its panel that there can ever
be. But he doesn't come to the track to make friends.
That's right. It's Michael Miller's fault. Just keep that in mind, guys.
We all know that. You know, hey.
Wait for that phone to ring.
You know, just
let it ring.
You know, and again, this is open forum for anybody if you want to express yourself.
I tried to shut up about the subject. You
please let us know. Well, you know, hey, you got to give somebody a chance to express themselves.
By the way, it is a racers roundtable.
Yep.
We're here to talk about racing. So.
Hey, you know, and if there's something going out there, if you think somebody's talking about you that they don't have proper information that you don't think they have, then let us know. Call in. You know, we'll talk about it. What's the call-in number?
702-485-4699.
And it won't be the first time Justin pissed anybody off.
And I can guarantee you it's not going to be the last.
You know, so, but, you know, and that's one thing about racing, you know, that there's so many angles to look at the incidences that happen that, you know, who's really right, who's really wrong sometimes.
I'm always right.
You know, and that's the problem. We're all right. Nobody's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big problem, you know, and, you know, I mean, I can look at different races and be like, you know, and think that I'm right, and somebody else will look at the same thing and say, well, wait a minute. And then sometimes you open your eyes and be like, oh, yeah, well, I didn't take that in consideration or something like that, you know. If you were forced into an accident or forced into somebody possibly, things like that too. So you got to give people understanding. Sometimes you got to understand the other side of it to be able to
I don't see the other side of this one.
You know, and you should. You should, you know. I don't think anybody's really out there to wreck anybody else. We all put a lot of hard work into our race cars. So,
something's the devil's dirty. Cool.
It used to be. Oh, hey, that is a bomber division. You are new talent, old talent, whatever out there.
But as
so.
I said last time.
But we're out of time.
But
we're not gonna rehash that anymore. We will talk about it next week with Vinny Jr. Next week. Live here. At allworldnow.com. I want to thank you both for joining us. Looking forward to next week. We'll see you then.
Thanks for listening.